views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hi, everybody. This is Leslie Fontaine. It is great to be with you today. And as usual, we are going to go to the heart of the matter, the gut of the matter. We're going to go as deep as we can go to find out what's standing in the way of all of us stepping into all that we're meant to be, all that we desire to be. Whatever you're really desiring is coming from your soul essence. It's coming from that deepest part of you that resonates with you. And all of us know what that place feels like. It's a very warm place. It has a connection with us. Sometimes we get a little panicked because we don't know how to put words to that thing. What is this that's showing up? What is this part of us that we get this really warm sensation across our heart space that tells us, hey, this is who I am. This is what it's about. And I want to talk a little bit today about this because we have a topic called the Critical Success Factors for Abundance. And that sounds very corporate, doesn't it? It sounds very businessy. But there are some things that it's important for us to recognize about who we are. So once again, this is Leslie Fontaine. I am super excited to be with you today. We will be taking calls. The number to dial today is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. One of the key success factors for abundance is really listening to ourselves. And you would be surprised how often we don't. We will get a message, we will get clarity, we'll get an answer sometimes almost immediately to a question that we're asking. And we dismiss it. And we dismiss it because it's coming from a wavelength that isn't agreeing immediately with what we're seeing in our current environment. So this can be things like, you know, your body's coming through with some tightness. You could be hearing some preferences coming through. You can be feeling tired and not really ready to jump up. You could be around some people that are discouraging to you or seem to be sucking the energy out of you. And all of those things are messages. All of those things are interferences that stop you from creating all that you are. So the critical success factors ultimately have to do with real listening and real honoring of yourself, of your soul essence. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. There is so much messaging out there about abundance, how abundance happens. There's so much messaging out there about positive thought and about our bodies and about healing. I remember reading something a long time ago in one of the Reiki books that I'd gotten. It's pretty well known, and I wish I could remember the title. But the topic was basically that the masters that were performing the healings stopped doing them on certain people, because what they found was that people would get healed and then they'd go right back into the disease or right back into the symptom. And often it was because they didn't heal some other more core aspects of their energy. And so one thing we have to decide when we're wanting to become abundant is, do we want a life of healing? Do we want a life of positivity or a life of high energy or a life of success? And, you know, on the surface, all of us would say, hell yeah, I want that. You bet. That's what I want. But the part we're missing is the underlayer. And the underlayer is that of responsibility. The underlayer is that of owning our energy, owning our choices, owning our time, owning our finances, owning our relationships, owning our power, owning our choices. We're no longer deflecting to something out there to determine when we do something or what we do. We're checking in within. We are honoring our own voice. That's critical. We're honoring our own energy rhythms. I work with so many clients who are trying to make themselves do things at a certain time of day that is absolutely not honoring of their own biorhythms, not even honoring of their desires or choices. They're trying to make themselves be something, even in their careers, that is completely out of alignment with their energy. And then there is this sense of failure. So today we're going to dive deep into the truth of your energy, the truth of your presence, and examine some areas of resistance where we retreat, pull back, don't want what we say we want. Those are important clues to who we are. And why does this affect abundance? It's really hard to be abundant in something you don't want, in something you don't like, in something that you're not interested in creating. So I'm getting a big release for a lot of you out there right now. Some of you are really clicking in with this, getting the message. It's flowing through your heart space, into your power center, into your survival core. So I hope you'll give us a call and tell us about your journey through the process of stepping into all that you are, not all that society has defined for you, not what someone in your family has decided success means, not what you're trying to run from so that you can cover up some of the shame and the guilt and the sadness and the sense of failure. Not that part of you that's trying to prove a teacher or a boss or a loved one wrong. No, this is about getting to your core. So there's a lot of resonance for you out there on that topic already. There are some things happening in our lives right now. It's like being slapped by the cosmic 2x4. I talk about that frequently and often. Why? Because all of us occasionally are getting rapped on the head a little more frequently than we should. But this is spirit and your own essence honoring you and saying, hey, wake up. You said you want this. You said you want to create this thing. Now, these are the things that need to move out of the way, or that you need to address, or that you need to come out of any kind of victim type energy to step into your power to begin to create. This is a news flash. We all know this, but I don't know why we don't get it. When you step into your power, in that very second, in that moment, there's nothing that's changed in the world. There's nothing different between 10:01 and 10:02, except what energy shift you've chosen to make in that moment. That's what we're talking about here. So at 10:01, what are you choosing with your energy in this moment? Do you feel a tightness where you've made this choice? Do you feel this angst a little bit? That fear right there is about your fear of stepping into your own power, because you know right then and there you're going to have to own it. Any choice, any decision we make has consequences. We fear that as well. I don't know why we fear every choice or decision as if the consequence is going to be bad for us. My hunch is that it's training, it's what we grew up with, it's what we learned in our families, but it's really not from Source. Source doesn't do that to us. Source doesn't say, well, if you make a decision, there's some really hard things that are going to happen. If you look at that energy right then and there, you are already predisposing the next moment to be really tough. Do you see that? Do you see how that's shaping up in your field right now? Some of you are so tight in your heart space, and I completely feel for you. But this is about your abundance. This is about you stepping into this amazing aspect of yourself, and you are amazing. The other thing that I'd like to throw out before we go to break, and as we step into some more about where we can experience the critical success factors, is that you do not have to be instantly famous once you make this choice. Now, you may be infamous in your own family, and some of us are. You may be the strange one. You may be the oddball, and many of my clients are, but they're not, right? So the implication is, if I'm spiritual, I'm the strange one. If I'm sensitive, I'm too sensitive. You know, there's all this baggage we've been carrying. Let's let it go today. Let's step into our truth. Let's let go of that old messaging. For some of you, it's been nice and convenient to not step into all that you are. Let's decide today we're letting go of that, okay? So this is Leslie Fontaine. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. The number again is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Get ready to embrace your feminine nature and get wild. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf for the Wild Transformation Retreat this July 26th through August 1st. Get ready for a mental, physical, and spiritual challenge. A call back to nature and its unlimited gifts. To learn more and register for the early bird price by July 1st, visit ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hey there, we're back. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are talking about critical success factors to abundance, to your abundance, to what you are creating. We do not need to be living somebody else's life, everybody. We do not need to be living what other people are thinking. If you are listening to this show, to this station, to any of the spiritual teachers, mentors, you are going to seminars, you are going to classes, you are looking for upliftment, to be happy, to be mindful, to be present, to be at peace, then you are on the track of stepping into your soul essence. You are on the track to creating meaning for your life, to stepping into all that you are, to carrying a higher vibration, to being of service in this world, to bringing light and love everywhere you go, including that office building that you're in. That's what you're about. So whenever you frustrate that purpose within yourself, then you're not doing so great. Now, do we have difficult times? Do we have times when, you know, we seem to be having to take deeper dives into some things and we think, oh my God, things are wrong. This is just not right. You know, how do we get a sense that all things are perfect in that moment? Sometimes we're going deep. And if you've noticed the way the pattern works for you, you come out of it, but then you become of service to others who are struggling with some of the depths of what they're going through. So let's not, you know, back down from who we are in this lifetime. You guys have a tremendous opportunity to step into all that you are. So I want to talk a little bit about how we listen to ourselves and where we get in trouble. All right. But first, let's give out that phone number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. When we are getting guidance for ourselves, often the information seems to come from elsewhere. And it does. It really does come from elsewhere. It's not coming from your boss. It doesn't sound like your boss. It's not coming from your parents. It doesn't sound like your parents. It doesn't sound like the television, the radio, or anyone else that is in a position of authority pontificating and telling you what to do and what you should care about. I spent so much of my life not caring about anything that other people cared about, trying to make myself care about those things. And honestly, it led to quite a severe depression because that just wasn't who I was. If that resonates with you, all I can say is it's okay to stop. It's okay to get off that hamster wheel and step onto your own path. It really is. You don't need to keep trying to make something work that for the last 15 years has not worked for you. You know this by now. You keep trying to make it work. You keep trying to care, and you really don't. Some of us have gotten off the treadmill, and we spend a year wandering in the desert. That's what it feels like, that we're just like, well, what is my purpose? Who am I? What's my mission? We get a little afraid. We think, oh my gosh, you know, everybody else seems to know what they're doing. Why don't I? Do you really think everybody else knows what they're doing? Really? I think a lot of people have been able to check out better than others. I think a lot of people have been able to figure out a way to live that is manageable, and the accoutrements of success make them feel like they're doing everything all right. They've got the house, they got the car, they got the job, they got the kids, they got the partner. And so that looks okay, and they take their 2 weeks of vacation a year. And there you go. That is the picture of, hey, I'm doing all right. So let's dig deeper. Let's go a little lower, because for some of you, that's not been enough. And you get off the treadmill. Some of us overreact and we just throw it all out. So listening is less about reacting. So if you've been reacting to situations and not really following the guidance that's coming to you, then you may have jumped way to the other side and you're blaming source for that too. So we have a blame game for source, like, why isn't it working? Why isn't abundance working? Why isn't this working? Why isn't that working? I would suggest that you take a look at some of your reactions. Now, you know me, I'm into honesty here. I'm into super honesty, which is, did you overreact? Did you wait till you were so pissed off that you had to storm out of somewhere, that you had to quit that job, you had to break up with that partner? Some of us wait to that point rather than listening along the way going, you know, why don't you take that weekend off to yourself and just go spend some time journaling and hanging out with friends, whatever. No, we wait till it's so bad and then we just chuck the whole thing. So be honest with yourself. If you're waiting for an extreme moment so that you can throw everything out, I just got a newsflash here. You're going to go create the same darn thing somewhere else, because you take yourself with you everywhere you go. So listening is about getting to your core, getting to your essence. What is coming up for you? Here's a few ways to listen. How does your body feel when you are about to make a decision of a certain kind? How about when you are encountering friends or clients? How about when you walk into an office building? What is going on in your body? Do you get a tightness? Do you get an anxiety? Do you get a sense of dread? Do you have a lot of joy? Do you have a lot of pleasure? I know that there's some clients that I work with, you know, occasionally in the corporate world, and I have so much joy working with them. Now, everything else should say, oh, no, well, you're not doing your spiritual work. You shouldn't be happy with that. Are you doing that to yourself? Are you segmenting where your energy goes, not really listening to where some of your joy comes from? You are a complex, multifaceted person. Don't decide that just because you're spiritual, therefore everything you do has to be operating in that realm. If we are spiritual, we're carrying a vibration into everything we do. Everywhere we go, to the gas station, the grocery store, to the doctor's office, to the corporate building where we might work, we carry that vibration everywhere. There's a shift of energy everywhere. So if you are carrying that and walking in integrity with it, you are going to notice it. You are going to see visibly what is happening as you make a spirit-to-spirit encounter with people everywhere you go. This is the time of every man. So here's one way of checking yourself out. Are you arbitrarily deciding what you're to do and what you're not to do? When you have a crisis going on at home, what is your first reaction? Oh, I've got to fix this. Fix this? Fix it to what? Fix it to look like what? Fix it to become what? Are you wanting the pain to go away? Are you wanting the truth to go away? Are you wanting the situation to go away? In other words, what is spirit showing you? Can you, in that moment of a crisis, hold space, hold your integrity, and allow the energy of source and your higher self to come through and show you what's happening in that moment? We don't need to overreact and panic because, you know, people are screaming or we're depressed or we're down. We just need to just go, what is going on right now and here? So I've given you a few examples of what listening is about, okay? So the next part has to do with your inner schedule. You know, if you're not a morning person, if that's not when you, you know, get all excited about the day, then getting a job that starts at 8 in the morning is not going to be the thing for you to do. It's not going to be the time for you to talk to people, to interact with people. It's not going to be the time for you to respond to emails. It's not a good time for you to schedule a meeting with your boss. If you are not that kind of person in the morning, then pay attention. Don't try forcing yourself to do things that you don't want to do. The next thing is that if you are a morning person, You want to honor that energy. You want to honor that part of you that's aware and alive. I have a lot of people, clients of mine, that are entrepreneurs, and they're trying to make themselves enjoy being maintenance business people. In other words, these are people that love to start stuff, and they're really, really good at it. They start 3 and 4 and 5 companies, but then they slam themselves because they hate their work, because they're trying to then turn themselves into people who love maintenance. Look, there are people who hate to invent things but would love to manage a company for 20 years. That's their bag. That's not yours. Yours is that you're a creator. You're an inventor. You create it. You set it up. You bring in the maintenance people. You move on. You go do it again and again and again. So honor these things within yourself. Quit trying to make yourself something. There's some of us so shamed either by, you know, some of the messaging from our families about being poor and you've got to stick with this job and you've got to make it work. But if you're not honoring your energy, then these are some of the critical success factors that can get in the way of you fully creating your abundance. So this is Leslie Fontaine. We're going to come back and talk again about some other ways that we honor who we are. If you're interested in finding out how to work with me, how I can help you get on track with your own critical success factors, you can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And you will find a list of my sessions, products, classes. I'm going to talk about some of the classes I'm going to be holding in the next month or so. So stay tuned. We're going to get to the depth and the meat of the matter. And my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
So uncertain, there's a yearning undefined, and people filled with rage. We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? Ah, the trust and self-assurance that lead to happiness, they're the first.
Hey there, this is Leslie Fontaine. We're back. And I want to tell you about a couple of classes I'm teaching that are starting in August. One of them that goes along with this class is with the show today is called Creating Daily Abundance Manifestations. And this is something where today, for example, we're exploring what gets in the way of our ability to daily create abundance in our field. You know, what does the key success factors have to do with? It has to do with choking our energy, right? The things I was describing in the previous segment have to do with when we choke our energy. If we get a sense of guidance and we do a redirect, we choke the energy, it can't come through, and so we miss the opportunity, we miss the moment. So often I'm working with my clients to help them step into those incredible moments of opportunity, listening to guidance, stepping into it. But there can be that next thought in that very next millisecond that says, oh, well, why are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? Where are you going to get the funds for that? That doesn't make sense. I'm not sure they'll do that for you. So notice the things that come up for you that get in the way, because this is part of listening to your body, listening to your guidance, listening to your inner schedule and who you are. So, Benny, it looks like we've got a caller.
Yeah, Lily is calling in from Maple Valley, and she had a comment.
Hey, Lily.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Fabulous. How are you?
I am moving forward.
Yay.
Moving forward.
Yay.
Yay.
What's going on?
Well, I called to comment on something you shared was about a creator versus a maintenance person, or
yes.
I call it a builder. And I am one of those individuals who I'm a creator and I'm a builder. But I didn't know that about myself.
Uh-huh.
And I received a project one time and did a fabulous job, successful, wonderful. But instead of moving on, I decided I wanted security and I stayed too long.
Ah.
And it became the relationship. It went from being something wonderful to something that was very stressful.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up being actually, the universe actually just removed me one day from that. I mean, one day I was just gone from it because I just kept holding on to it and holding on to it. Because I didn't know that about myself.
Wow.
I thought I was and I'm great at going in, creating all of that. But I'm not meant to be a person who is, once that's done, I like to move on to the next thing.
Interesting.
And that, I bet people say, oh, you're flaky, or you're not stable, or you're not this. And I took on all those different labels, and that has caused me a lot of problems. Anyway, that's my comment.
No, it does cause problems. And I guess I'd like to ask you, you know, how was it when you finally listened to yourself? What did you find? Did you find you had a lot of ancestral messages from family and other people about stability, security, kind of the fear messages?
Yes, because my family history is that they get a certain position and they're there for years and years and years,
right.
And they do generate money from it and they do well at that, and it's okay. And I was someone outside of that box.
Mm.
And I couldn't figure out why, for me, I was so different in the sense. And there's probably some of my family who's like that. I just didn't connect with that person or know that person. But I was different. And I always had that entrepreneurial spirit. And I was always a builder, creator, and I had ideals and things like that.
Right.
And always, you know, I'm a young person. You know,
yeah.
I was the one that even when I was small, selling Girl Scout cookies, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed going in, doing little things like that.
Sure.
Just being creative on how to sell something.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you sharing that because, you know, when we get some really heavy messaging that comes in through our ancestral line and our cultural line, we doubt ourselves, we question ourselves, and we choke it, kind of like what I was saying earlier. And then we create an energy that we never intended to create. You know, we never intended to be unhappy and problematic. And it sometimes seems like it's bringing out the worst in us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's frightening. It's actually frightening because you're going outside of that box.
Right.
And you're like, okay, what do I do now? And, you know, that's where it's kind of like the dichotomy comes in. You're just not quite sure sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm so grateful that you called to share that. That's just tremendous. So I so appreciate what Lily has just shared about listening to herself, listening to who she is, listening to the vibrations that come from her. And I hope some of you are taking that to heart with yourself and taking a look at what you love and what you don't love. You know, I remember telling the story of being at a show in London in my booth, and I must have had 6 or 7 lawyers, attorneys, come through my booth, and they were young, and they'd gone to the right schools, and they'd gotten the right degrees, and they all were working for law firms, and every one of them was miserable. And they said, did I go through all that for this? And when we dug down into why they chose what they chose and why they were doing what they were doing, and to all appearances of society and their families, they were successful. They were abundant, but they felt awful about their lives and their choices. And I think I recall telling someone that one of them had even wanted to just be, you know, to work with animals. And can you even imagine the family saying, what, you want to be a farmer? So think about what you're doing that you choke off guidance when it's coming to you about what to create, what to step into. Remember, guidance is coming to you because you asked for it. It's not coming because you didn't ask. You asked for something in your spirit, in your heart, even if you don't articulate it with words. You have been asking for something greater, something more. But what happens is that if we don't like the answer, if we don't like the direction, or it tells us to do something, we retreat. We pull back. We go, oh, no, that can't be right. No, I'm too tired. No, I can't do that. The other thing is sometimes we think that when we get the answer, it's do it right now. Make it happen right now. And there's a lot of teachings out there that espouse the do it now thing. But some of us need to wait for an appropriate time. There's a right time to begin to implement. When we begin turning the Titanic of our energy and we begin shifting in a certain direction, our whole energy system is moving over in another direction. As a result, new information begins to come to us. New contacts come to us. But no one out there even knows that we've shifted our vibration, right? We didn't put up a big sign that says, hey, everybody, I'm shifting my vibration today. No, that's the fun and exciting thing to do. So if today you choose this as your first day of creative manifestation, of stepping into one of your success factors, I'd like for you to connect right now with your essence. Connect right now with your own truth. What's coming through for you? Some of you are in tears. Some of you are really upset. Some of you are very depressed and low. So right now, connect with one of those desires for you, all right? I want you to notice where it's showing up in your field. Some of you, it's showing up in the back of your neck, your heart space. Some of you are feeling some tightness in your solar plexus about your ability to do this thing, make it happen. Some of you have decided it's too late. You can't do it. I love to remind people of my 82-year-old client in Raleigh, North Carolina, who opened a yoga studio. It's not too late. So even those messagings and beliefs about what's too late to create, some people are like, well, I'm 65, so I'm retired. Retired from what? Like, what does that even mean? What are you quitting? And what are you creating? Is your spirit dead? We talk about, you know, understanding reincarnation. We talk about understanding how many lifetimes we have. But out of our mouth will come the most pedantic, rudimentary, traditional, custom-oriented language that does not resonate at all with our spirit. So check yourself out. What are you saying about yourself, and what is your spirit trying to knock you on the head about? Are you ready to step into this thing that you've been longing to create, but you don't like the messaging? Really important for you to do that. I have some clients that are, you know, as we mentioned, the entrepreneurial types, or they've got successful businesses, but they're doing things at the wrong time of day. They're also tolerating clients that are not good for them anymore. Are there some people in your life that it's time for you to separate from? What has stopped you from doing it? I will tell you a very hidden culprit that keeps you from stepping into your abundance. And one of them is we tolerate energies we don't really enjoy, and we tolerate circumstances we don't really enjoy because it's an excuse not to step into our power. We truly, truly know in the depths of ourselves that once we step into our power, we own it. We own the moment. So often what comes after stepping into our power might feel like a place of emptiness. We don't know what the rules are. We don't know what's going to happen next. And guess what? We start to panic. Panic isn't from source. Panic isn't from your guidance team. What are you panicking about? Somewhere in your field, someone's told you, oh, you've got to always know what you're doing, or at least look like it, at least pretend. Really? So there's this empty place. Not sure what the decision is, not sure what you need to do yet. Allow the empty place. It's like stretching a rubber band. Stretch it more and more and more till you can handle maybe 30 minutes of silence, 30 minutes of no feedback. Allow yourself to just feel what it's like to be in a place where you don't immediately have answers or feedback. If you let go of friends that have been energy vampires for a long time that no longer serve you because your vibration has shifted, are you in a panic that you'll never have friends again? That you'll never have a partner again? That's not from source either, is it? So notice the parts of your inner child, the parts of your energy field that start flipping out, and you're a grown-up. You don't need to be worried about that. But some of us are holding on to old energies in our field because it's comfortable and we know how it works and we know how it reacts and we know how it performs, and it keeps us from having to choose, because the moment we choose, amazing things start to open up, but in a very, very different vibrational level. So I hope you're paying attention to some of the critical success factors for abundance for you. When we come back, we're going to bring this in for a landing with the Masters and Archangels. Stay tuned. This is Leslie Fontaine.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's TheDrPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
That today is your day, and nothing can stand in your way. Today is your day, everything's going your way.
Yep, let's make today your day. This is Leslie Fontaine, and I want to tell you a few things about working with me, taking my classes. If you want something customized to what you are creating, to what you are wanting to step into, what's going on in your energy field, that's when you want to work with me. Because I'm working with the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, I'm channeling with you, I'm working through some of the blocks, the beliefs, the ancestral line, the past lifetimes, the interferences in your field that keep surfacing over and over and over again as a pattern that chokes your abundance, that chokes all that you are. Your abundance is what it is to you. If it's money, relationships, companionship, fulfillment, living your life purpose, whatever it is for you, whatever creates the joy within you, that is what is so important for you to manifest in this lifetime. You are not a mistake. You're not an accident. You don't need to wait till the next round to get it right, because you start where you left off, okay? So let's get it right now. Let's enjoy it now. Let's work through the stuff now, because whatever we got now, we're going to take somewhere else. And this is your opportunity. If it's surfacing for you now, your spirit is telling you, clear this stuff out. It's an amazing thing when we start shifting all this. I've just had such amazing stories from clients of what happens to them when they release some of this baggage, when the masters come in and work so powerfully within their field to create and to step into all that they are. So this is Leslie Fontaine. You can reach me at LeslieFontaine.com. You can email me. You can call me. Our number here is 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We've been talking about the critical success factors to abundance, and I hope you are personalizing this to the nth degree. I hope you are hearing your own guidance, listening to your body, noticing where your choke points are, noticing where you get tight, paying attention to who tightens up your field and why. Why are you giving away your power at certain points? Why are you choosing to be reactive in some things? Telling on ourselves. It's so important to do that. You know, this is not a shaming exercise. And boy, do I work with a lot of shame energies. My goodness. We have been so good at slathering that on us, especially with the whole law of attraction and abundance stuff. We feel when we've read the 8 books, done the 14 steps, and it's still not working, we then start shaming ourselves. And I want to tell you, there is a healing for you. There is an opportunity on the other side of all of this for you to step into all that you are. Do not feel defeated. But it is so critical to be listening to yourself, to listening to guidance, to following the nudges that come to you in your spirit realm, noticing when you don't pay attention to the intuitive guidance that comes to you. There's a reason. You can forgive yourself for that and then move through it. Some of us are so afraid of what other people are going to think. You know, and some of us are so on autopilot about how we think life should be, how long we stay in a certain town, you know, whether we leave a party at a certain time or leave a friendship when someone's really down or going through stuff. You know, sometimes spirit comes in right in the middle and says, you need to go. And you go, oh my gosh, no, I can't go. You know, my friend needs me. My parents need me. My job needs me. All this kind of stuff. And we're not listening. We're checked out. We're so on autopilot. So if this is your wake-up call to pay attention and to step up and you're feeling a lot of fear, I'd love to work with you. And we're going to spend more time talking about some of this fear stuff, okay? Fear, when it comes up, is often our disempowered inner child who is so used to other people driving the bus. As I love to remind everyone, our inner child had no money, couldn't drive a car, couldn't run away, was completely at the mercy of the adults, the grown-ups, the economy, everything around them, right? But you're an adult now, and now you can show your inner child how you're going to take ownership of your field, how you're going to make choices that are honoring and empowering of you. When you feel the fear of your own power, and yes, that's exactly what I meant to say, when you feel the fear of your own power, and trust me, your own power can feel like a free fall. It can feel like you're stepping into just nothingness because you don't know what's on the other side of it, right? There's this assumption that your own power will only lead you into bad things. That is not so. That's the point we connect with the masters and the archangels, and we choose their companionship. We choose them to bring us into the next thing that we're stepping into. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't need to know how it works out. So much of our personal anxiety has to do with not knowing what it's going to look like, not knowing what the shape, the form, the friendships, the job, the town, the situation. It's that not knowing that creates this panic. I want you to understand Source is not creating that for you, and Source is not going to drop you on your butt. It's not going to happen. So I hope you'll give me a call if you want to work through some of these things. There's so many of you listening right now that are really ready to step it up. You're really ready to step up your game, to step up into the next thing. And it's your spirit sort of pushing you along, isn't it? You feel it. You're ready. You're done with this. I call it one more time around Mount Sinai. Are we done? Come on. Let's step into all that we are. Let's step into our essence. Let's step into our power. Again, you can reach me at LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And I'm going to help you on your transformational path to create all that you are and to remove some of the obstacles that have been holding you back over and over and over again. You are closer to success than you think. It doesn't always take something major. Like I was explaining earlier, you know, don't wait till you're stomping out of the house angry and waiting for that big explosive situation to get you out. Listen to the guidance that's coming to you about creating time for yourself, creating time for your dreams, aligning yourself with some other people that are like you. Don't tell me you don't know where they are. You do know where they are. When you resist looking for them or resist searching for them, take a look at that part of you that's doing the resistance. Is it fear? Again, is it inner child energy that's going, oh, no one's going to be out there. Oh, I'm not going to like anyone. Have you ever noticed that when you're creating new friends, some are instant and some take time and they go deeper and deeper and deeper until you realize it's one of your, you know, dearest relationships. So when guidance comes to you to step into something, don't reject it. That's just falling right back into the other pattern, and then we're going to talk again about why we keep missing our abundance. Your abundance is a warm place in your heart, just like where I started this whole show today. It is a place where you feel so good within yourself. And if the next thought is the attachment of, well, no one's going to approve of it, where's the money, how do I know what's going to happen, that is all from an energy of fear. So I'm challenging you today, label it. Know what it is, pay attention to where some of this messaging comes from, and then decide, are you going to hold on to it? Are you ready to let it go so that you can be all that, so that you can be all that you are? Hope you've gotten something out of this, and I'm very grateful to Lily for what she shared today about knowing her own voice. I hope some of you took from that some information for yourselves about what you really enjoy and who you really are. This is Leslie Fontaine. Talk to you soon. This is Sheer Alchemy.
You've been listening. listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.